At Alta Vista Elementary, fifth grade teacher Joe Spark is working with a group of children who failed their Reading Star test. It's a critical time for the school and the students. Alta Vista Elementary is just one of five schools in Waco that the Texas Education Agency has deemed Improvement Required, or IR for short. And it's up to teachers like Spark and others to bring these kids up to speed. According to Spark, the teachers have given it all they've got. They're staying late and they're showing up early.
And every teacher up here does that. Our lower grade teachers have stepped in and tutored and worked with kids that in subject areas that they don't teach. And they've gone home and they've studied and they've figured out the best way to reach those kids.
Spark feels that they have done just about everything she can think to do. She even stayed behind when her husband moved to Beaumont.
I wanted to see it. I wanted to see it happen for us to get out of IR. Because I think we have all the tools. It is just going to take a little time.
And over at G.W. Carver Middle School in East Waco, science teacher Cody Jones is working with students on topographic maps.
We'll start building that on your plate. Give me a little bit.
Students are using Play-Doh to represent the hills and valleys that the map depicts. But don't let the Play-Doh fool you. Jones has been working hard with these students all year.
I have never had a group of kids that I could push so hard and they didn't break. I was a coach for a long time, and I pushed these kids harder than I pushed a wrestling team. I pushed them harder than I pushed a football team, and they just keep coming back.
And even the students have seen a difference. Eighth grader Eva Benitez is confident.
We've been hitting it hard so we can be a good school. And it's tough. It's a tough time, but we're going to get there.
According to the district superintendent, Dr. Marcus Nelson, achievement gaps are the biggest issue causing schools to fail in Waco ISD. They've made a lot of changes to try to close those gaps. Even Dr. Nelson is a change for the district. He still hasn't completed his first year on the job. But that hasn't stopped him from making changes of his own, with even bigger changes planned for next year, like incentivizing teachers at Waco ISD. They've been doing this for a while, but Nelson's plan is bigger.
What I'm talking about is something that's never been done. In the incentive plan that we've proposed to TEA, the best and brightest teachers will have the opportunity to come teach at our most needy schools and make somewhere in the area of $100,000 a year.
But as this year draws to a close, if these schools don't meet standards again, then technically the state would have to take control of the district, or the schools would be shut down. And that would happen if even a single school fails. But a new law, SB 1882, gives schools a different option. They can opt to work with a charter school or nonprofit to operate those failing schools. And then that would give them two more years to pass state standards. And that's where Prosper Waco comes in. If TEA approves, then next year the nonprofit will be the operator. But Prosper Waco is an organization that connects other nonprofits to solve community problems. It's not designed to operate charter schools, so a whole new nonprofit may need to be created just for the operations. And it's a tall order for the partnership to succeed within the 2 years. But the other option would be to simply shut down those schools, or allow the state to control the entire district. And if you're wondering what the changes under the partnership would look like, that's all part of the details that still need to be worked out. According to Executive Director of Prosper Waco, Matthew Polk, the road to getting the approval is long and complex in its own right.
It would be nice to have a whole list of things for you to say, and it's going to be this, 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 and this. But we've spent the last 4 months just navigating this developing, evolving process of how this whole thing even works, with TEA writing rules as we've gone about, you know, what the operating partner can do and can't do, it has to do, and so forth. And ultimately, this partnership is not technically formally even approved by TEA yet.
If the partnership is approved, then Prosper Waco and the district will have to assess what needs to be done in the very short time they have during the summer.
Nobody involved here in Waco thinks this is the ideal process, but it is what it is. And so it's going to be a very intensive, you know, 2 or 3 months to get some things in place for August.
And this is all contingent on if the schools fail. There's still a chance that the schools could meet the requirements. And at that point, the district will reevaluate the partnership. But at this point, only time will tell. For KWBU, I'm Will Burney.